Trump rips UN at General Assembly for failing to broker ceasefires, peace agreements. By Nick Gilbertson on September 23, 2025. President Donald Trump criticized the United Nations, UN, in his speech on Tuesday at the UN General Assembly, stating that the UN had not attempted to help him reach the ceasefires and peace deals he has brokered since returning to office. Near the top of his address to the General Assembly, Trump touted all the major conflicts he has settled since returning to office, including conflicts between Pakistan and India, Cambodia and Thailand, the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of Rwanda, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, Egypt and Ethiopia, and Israel and Iran, while reportedly squashing what could have been an escalation between Serbia and Kosovo, per Turkish state media outlet Anadolu Ajans. No president or prime minister, and for that matter, no other country has ever done anything close to that, and I did it in just 7 months. It's never happened before. There's never been anything like that. Very honored to have done it, he said. He then admonished the UN for what he said was a total lack of assistance. It's too bad that I had to do these things instead of the United Nations doing them. Sadly, in all cases, the United Nations did not even try to help in any of them, he said. I ended 7 wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries, and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal, he added. Trump focused on the conflicts he settled while touching on a broader theme of America being respected again on the global stage. He also highlighted that nearly all member countries of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, agreed in June to increase their contributions to NATO defense spending from 2% to 5%. Trump further commended the trade deals he has made with numerous countries, including the massive trade agreement he reached with the European Union in July. To underscore the gravity of the deal, the United States and the EU exchanged more than €1.68 trillion, or roughly $1.8 trillion, in total trade of goods and services in 2024. This accounts for nearly 30% of all global trade and 43% of the global gross domestic product. On the world stage, America is respected again. Like it has never been respected before, Trump said. You think about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, or 1 year ago, we were a laughingstock all over the world.